everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Joe Heck from Happy Money. Joe, how are you up there?
Great.
We have our Brady Bunch format going here. So then we have Brad Calhoun from Teachers Federal Credit Union. Brad, how are you guys doing?
Doing great. Very busy, but excited to be with you today. So thank you for having us on.
Yeah, we're excited to do this story about teachers signing up with Happy Money. And I'm going to start out with you, Brad. So why exactly did teachers sign up with Happy Money? What attracted you to the folks there at Happy Money?
Well, a number of things. Had already known quite a bit about Happy Money from some of my prior relationship and previous roles, and I've heard a lot of good things about what Happy Money's been doing, their culture, really their mission, and how they're looking to eliminate the sad debt and bring the happiness back to money and eliminate concerns and fears that slow people down. And it's just true to who we are, what we're trying to do at Teachers in helping people make smarter financial decisions. And so there was just such a great pairing. Yep. And the other area that where things really lined up was, you know, we're looking to grow, and they're obviously have been continuing to grow, and a lot of success at Happy Money with all the good work they're doing, and we'll talk about. But as we look to continue to expand our horizon, our footprint, and move teachers forward, this is a great partnership where we saw the ability to grow membership and just grow relationships together and partner with fintech. So a number of boxes to check when we started to talk about the original partnership.
Right on. And Joe, I'm really liking your background there. So that's very, very Zoom of you. I love the background. So how exactly will Happy Money serve and help teachers going forward here?
Yeah, we're excited. You know, obviously, the market's changed significantly here in the past couple of weeks. But, you know, we got the teachers' relationship off the ground earlier this year, and we're originating new members and a high quality asset that, you know, one of our kind of core foundational pieces is to try to establish a loan with the person that has the right behavioral intent. So really trying to find those members that want to facilitate and accelerate their journey out of debt. And, you know, those loans tend to be the best performing in this type of downturn. Now, look, all bets are off a little bit with this environment. Nobody's been through anything like it before. But as we do move forward with our credit union partners, we're just excited about, you know, the mission and vision and the alignment we have with the credit unions. And in particular, we love Teachers' ethos around leveraging that teacher brand to really drive more education into their members' lives to facilitate that journey.
Indeed. And Brad, you know, who is Happy Money targeted toward at Teachers? Is there a specific segment of membership there, or is it for everybody, or who are you specifically targeting?
Well, a lot of that is really sourced. I don't know if Joe wants to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about the targeting piece, and I could just build on that from my viewpoint as well.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. So as you can see from my fun background, Happy Money really tries to leverage kind of a happy, sexy millennial brand to really bring in what we would consider the overserved demographic, overserved by the buy now, pay later consumerism that's just unbelievably prevalent. And frankly, it's that kind of over-serving that's going to be one of the real drivers in the economic hardship I think a lot of Americans are going to run into. Yeah. And so we've been anxious to find people that have kind of hit that point of, I want to do things differently, and I want to drive myself and drive my debt to create a happier life. So finding that borrower, facilitating and really accelerating that journey was really who we try to target and bring into the fold.
Indeed. Brad, you want to add on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you think about the partnership with Happy Money, they're on the front end of it. So they're sourcing and they're bringing in that membership and then partnering with us. to extend the membership and extend the other benefits that we have, which is really how we're thinking strategically about the partnership. So it's learning from Happy Money. It's learning about the technology and how they're making decisions, how they're managing risk, and then leveraging that from the point of taking that member into our field of membership, and really thinking about other areas where we can help partner with that member and continue to improve. They're by signing up with Happy Money and really looking to eliminate debt or get out of debt or reduce debt, you know, they're taking a step on their financial journey. And so we see our job is to continue to aid that, support that, you know, help them make those smarter financial decisions. So it's not a constant loop. And by making sure that we're looking at what else we offer and how we can pair, you know, what we bring to each member that comes through, be it their next car loan or, you know, someone that's cleaning up their credit, getting back on track, and now looking to make that first home purchase. We want to be there for the other steps that they'll be taking on their financial journey. So really look at them on the front end, using all the great technology that they've put in place to source, originate, and bring that member into the fold, and then look at how do we grow that membership from that point forward, which makes it a great partnership.
Oh, certainly. And Joe, I mean, what are some of the benefits that that teachers and their members will experience using Happy Money?
Yeah, so, you know, the primary benefit is we really, again, try with our technology to find that intent, but really give them the tools to accelerate that journey. So one of the key features within our loan application funnel is the ability for the borrower, the member, to be able to direct their payment directly to the credit cards and accelerate the elimination of that debt. But with that said, I think Brad hit on a lot of the things that we get excited about with our partnerships is really we want to facilitate anything within the teacher's product set that will help the borrower save money. And so we know through a lot of the research we've done with our like cognitive neuroscientists that the mindset of eliminating stress when it comes to financial services is really about putting more money into savings. And again, this environment's going to expose this to a super high degree. But one of the benefits, like we think with, especially within this environment that we can really help teachers and our other credit union partners with is bringing some of that expertise to the surface to not only help our current membership combined deal with financial stress, but also provide programs to our credit union partners for them to potentially facilitate to their own members. So an example of that is something we're actually launching next week. Brad, your team will get a lot of this information in the next couple of days, but it's leveraging our neuroscience team for a cognitive behavioral therapy session. It's a 6-week email campaign with workshops that we've done with our members in the past, where we were able to survey before and after and reduce stress by as much as 57% of those that finished. We'll send
it
to you guys.
Try that out. So I could use that right about now.
Right. And you know, I was just reading some things around just like the immense amount of stress that people are going through right now, just anticipating the unknowns. And this is really what, like I said, when I look at the partnerships, it's about surfacing each other's strengths, and teachers absolutely brings a ton to the table, and we can bring some non-traditional things to our credit union partners as well.
Indeed. And Brad, I mean, so what are the ultimate goals here that you guys want to achieve using Happy Money for your members, probably for staff as well, I would think, too. They would want to take advantage of it, too, I would think.
Yeah, you know, before I hit that, I just kind of want to go back to the point Joe was talking about there. One other thing that's really important to us, as we did talk about the initial partnership and what else we saw from it, was just that. It's Happy Money is thinking about the business completely differently than your traditional, you know, credit union or other financial institution. And so bringing that thought leadership and really challenging things and asking questions and coming up with new solutions helps push on my team to start to think different, ask the questions differently than the way we've always solved them that way, because that's the way it's always been done. And so from a site visit being there and getting a sense of, you know, their people, their culture, the scientists that he talked about. That's something that was very intriguing to me, as well as just that evolution that they're going on, and the continued growth and the things that they're going to be experimenting along the way. I think it's just healthy, and that's where I see these partnerships with fintech and other credit unions really pairing together, much like this partnership, to do a lot of great work. So and keep us on edge and keep pushing us as well. So that's what I get out of it. When I back to your other question though around growth and, you know, what else we should be looking for, you know, for our employees or otherwise, you know, we are focused on making sure that this is successful in the regards of there's other ways to grow membership. We're all familiar with, you know, indirect lending, where, you know, credit unions have really built or forged a lot of partnerships and grown the business. But we haven't really used the science or any of the information, the data behind it all, to say what's most likely to go from this point coming in as a member through a Happy Money Loan, and then how am I thinking differently to truly cross-sell and deepen that member relationship. I know the penetration for a lot of the indirect lending products out there, you know, be it auto and others, are low to abysmal to zero. And so my goal, and we had conversations about this early on, is I believe in what Happy Money is doing in their alignment and helping people really take charge. And there's really a couple areas that I believe there's a different fundamental shift in that member behavior. One is this getting rid of credit card debt and the stress that you reduce. The other one's on the student debt and helping them eliminate student debt as well. I think those two things build such an emotional connection with that brand. And if we're attached to that brand, that's where I see other growth opportunity if we do it well. So we're committed to not lip service, but really putting our resources behind as we build this relationship out and get rolling. How do we do the follow-up? How do we pair marketing that's complementary and go out and deepen these relationships? And back to my earlier point, help people make smarter financial decisions.
Yeah, talk about a value add. My gosh, and building that trust and that loyalty that Creighton's are looking for. This certainly is the answer for sure. All right, guys. Well, I'm sure you guys have lots on your plate, so I appreciate you taking time. Anything else to add to wrap up, either of you guys? Any final words of wisdom, Brad?
No, I would just maybe just retrench on something Brad just said. I think can make any real good partnership really do well, and that's one is, you know, mutual alignment. But I think the second is, and I think a lot of credit unions forget this, is, you know, dedicate resources to it. Because if you don't, the partnerships is only as good as both parties play. And I think that's one of the things I really enjoyed about working with Brad's team, is that they really haven't done just lip service to this. They're looking to grow this strategically, and that means both of us.
Yeah. Indeed. Brad, anything else to add?
You know, thanks again for having us on and talking about this partnership and you know, really pairing some of the great minds on the fintech side and all the great work. I'm really a big fan of Happy Money and what the team's doing there, and then the work that our team's doing, and we're continuing to be committed to this. Our goal is to be a great partner to them, be a giver, help them be successful. And we know that in turn will pay dividends for sure, but push us as well. Lastly, I just say, I know, as Joe mentioned, you know, a lot going on right now. And I think that as things shift, we'll continue to learn and see how, you know, the behavior plays into, you know, some of the challenges we're seeing right now, globally. And I hope, you know, that people have learned from the past and are committed to staying on top of their credit. Mm-hmm. So I believe we all have a part there.
Yeah.
You know, Joe's team and Happy Money, our team, and all the other financial institutions in helping people through this challenging time. So that's flexibility and working with them through it and educating them at the same time, so that when we come out of, you know, a challenging situation like we're in right now, we'll be better for it, and we'll have helped more members stay in front of, you know, their credit score, and ultimately just their financial well-being, their financial health. So So stay healthy out there.
Indeed.
You guys too.
Good stuff, guys. All right. Appreciate the time as always. And look forward to maybe checking in down the road, because I think this, what we're going through right now, is going to change a lot of behaviors. So it'd be really interesting to see how we're acting in about 6 months to a year as well. So, all right, guys, I'll let you get going. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a great day.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.